Fargo's skate park and skate shop in DeKalb needed to pivot. Their shop was temporarily shuttered and their income slashed in half. But even with stay-at-home orders, skateboarding itself isn't outlawed. So to stay in business and stay true to the DIY feel that runs deep in skate culture, they started building and selling ramps so social distancing skaters can practice in their driveway. Ariel Reese is the owner of Fargo. She says someone even installed one in their kitchen. But Reese decided the ramp business needed an extra creative touch.
I was like, I really want to make a jingle. I want to make a jingle. And for some reason, I want to have like the year, make, and model of this car.
That's right, a jingle. They've ramped up their digital presence with YouTube skating tutorials for kids that can't come in for lessons and skate merchandise raffles on Instagram. Reese's main goal is just to keep her employees paid, and she also applied for small business relief like the Paycheck Protection Program. It's a federal loan part of the new CARES Act. Bo Steiner is the Illinois District Director for the Small Business Administration. He explains the program.
If the business owner uses at least 75% of the proceeds of that loan on payroll and payroll expenses and keeps their headcount consistent, then that loan can be up to 100% fully forgivable, meaning that it is paid off by the federal government.
But Reese says, like many small business owners, she's still waiting for approval. Cindy Abel says this is the most difficult time she's had as a small business owner. She's been grooming dogs for 50 years and had a storefront for 30. She's the owner of canine-enabled dog grooming in Rockford and Pecatonica. She spent the last few weeks calling clients, canceling, and trying to reschedule through an uncertain future. Abel and her two employees filed for unemployment. Luckily, her landlord waived rent until they're back to work. Now she's figuring out what exactly her loan options are.
I don't want to apply for too much. I don't want a lot of debt. I want to try to save my business with as little debt coming out of this as possible, because we're all going to have it.
And even when her doors reopen, Abel is concerned it'll take time for business to return to what it was. Hopefully, she says, there'll be plenty of dogs who need cleaning.
My work is going to be cut out for me then, literally. It's going to be crazy. But I look forward to getting back to work. I'm not ready for this retirement stuff.
Carolyn Chin is the co-founder and proprietor of Books on First in Dixon. She says books are the perfect tool for a pandemic.
You could read it, and so it's entertainment. And then if you really had to, you could use it for cleaning. You could use it for food, and it's a good source of fiber, and you can use it for fuel.
She says their sales began to plummet right before the stay-at-home order. And Chin says Books on First sells books, but in the Amazon age, people come in for the experience. They sit around drinking coffee, talking to each other, and perusing shelves. That's not possible right now, so some are buying books online, while other loyal customers are finding new ways to support them. One family even asked if they could walk by and have her show them puzzles through the front window.
They're like literally doing window shopping.
Chin says people are buying anything from self-help to fiction, and especially kids' books. Chin's also applying for government relief programs, but she says the application for the Paycheck Protection Program has changed several times, which makes it more complex for her and her banker.
It's terrible. It's really difficult, which I understand because everything is being rolled out so quickly.
Chin is also trying to get disaster loan assistance through the Small Business Administration. Those approved can get an up to $10,000 advance, which Steiner said started to roll out on April 10th. Illinois shelter-in-place orders extend at least until the end of April, and the federal small business relief funding recently ran out of money until Congress can pass another plan. But even as they try to stay afloat, Chin and the other small business owners, from books to dog grooming to skateboarding, say what they miss most are their communities. The dedicated customers and friends. I'm Peter Medlin.